Radio Moments, David Lloyd.
We start 13 years ago and the closure of a national station.
Less than 40 seconds remaining in the life of Team Talk 252.
It's very tragic, isn't it?
It is, but we're heartened by the fact that senior management have told us that they'll do everything they can, and they're off on holiday.
The end of Team Talk 252, based in Leeds and broadcast on the old Atlantic longwave wavelength. It lasted just 4 months. 22 years ago this week, a farewell from Kid.
Is the network chart with the sounds that rain down all over Britain via the SMS satellite. And for the last time on the network chart, this is Kid Jensen, turning up the heat for the feet with the hottest top 40 in the UK. And from the corridor...
The last network chart with Kid Jensen, that chart had been the first ever UK commercial radio chart. It became the Pepsi chart the week after. He started out as a milkman in Coventry, and he joined the BBC as an announcer this week 60 years ago. And he's still on air.
Well, at the beginning of the show, I told you that we were going to have some surprise guests dropping in this week, and now we've got a young man who's got a new record, gives us a good opportunity of playing it. First of all, let's introduce him, Billy J. Kramer. Bill, nice of you to drop in.
Brian Matthew, 60 years at the BBC this week, and I bet HR Direct gets confused by his staff records. Mind you, they're easily confused, aren't they? She's 40 this week, and one of the industry's most popular characters.
Good morning, it's Night Flight 96.3 FM and 808 Medium Wave with me, Simon Hurst, in for Neil Rudd this morning. That's the Rubettes and Jukebox Jive.
Today's dilemma comes from Rebecca in York. Rebecca has found out that her husband has been sending naughty messages to another woman. The lady in question is more Vicky Pollard than Victoria Pendleton. Should Rebecca lower her standards and become a bit of a scruff in the hope of becoming more attractive to him, or just get rid?
Stephanie Hurst, presenter and fully qualified anorak there in her early days on air. From the press now, let's check out the crinkly pages of the Radio Times from this week, exactly 70 years ago. And the BBC Director General was using the organ to announce there is to be a new alternative to the Home Service. It's to be the BBC Light Programme.
Good morning, everyone. This is the BBC Light Programme on wavelengths of 1,500 and 261 metres. It's the first time we've said those words, BBC Light Programme, which we hope are going to mean for you now and in the days to come, all that is best in radio entertainment from 9 o'clock in the morning to midnight.
The Light Programme launching on Longwave as the Forces Programme closes this week in 1945. And staying in the same theme, this week in 67, the BBC announced new names for its radio services, gone with the poetic names like Home and Light, and instead they would have names like 1, 2, 3 and 4. Thank goodness Digital Spy wasn't around back then. The new Radio 1 was going to be warm-hearted swinging programmes, avoiding the mid-Atlantic style. Scotland now, and it's 1981.
I'm Joe Buchan, and I'd like to welcome you to North Sound. We're Britain's 27th independent radio station, and we're broadcasting to northeast Scotland from our studios in Kingsgate, Aberdeen. In a moment, Bobby Hayne is your host for The Breakfast Show. But first, the news.
The launch of North Sound from an old school in Aberdeen this week, 34 years ago. It used to go off air at 8 o'clock. Night-night. Nicky Campbell started there too, didn't he? 18 years ago now, and a new voice at Radio 1.
I did songs about Mark and Ladd every day. They got taken off the breakfast show. That's why I don't do any songs about Zoe.
Ah, Mark and Ladd are my favourite DJs. I listen to them every day. Every time they open their gobs, I'm laughing at the things that they say. People say to me, I am crazy, cause I am so mad for his boys. I don't care, I just...
Chris Moyles, who debuted on Radio 1 this week in 97, the saviour of early morning radio. So with Tony Blackburn joining Radio Caroline 51 years ago...
Well, I'm thoroughly enjoying hearing the older hits of the past. This afternoon.
Leicester Sound moving premises 13 years ago.
Wow, how good's that?
The death of Charles Levitt from BBC Humberside this week last year.
The headlines, the government's new council tax...
David Cameron swearing on Absolute Radio 6 years ago.
Too many twits might make a twat.
And the newly merged Heart Surrey and Sussex launching from Brighton 5 years ago. Those are this week's Radio Moments.
Radio.